I laid around all summer, and now time is chasing me. That song phrase continues to resonate in my mind after hearing it last week, and it all too well sums up my fall sentiment. No longer do I have July and August to depend on. I can't just forget my umbrella at home and walk in the rain. It's time to get the car survival kit together, to make sure blankets are in the car, and the list of honeydew projects looms over my head like cumulonimbus. I feel a lot of pressure this time of year to get all outdoor projects completed on time. As a child, I can remember my mother cooking chicken in a pressure cooker. The pot had this special kind of space travel cover, with a big rubber washer and interlocking top, heavy duty and made of aluminum. On top of the lid, as the stovetop heat increased, a little metal piece danced around in circles, releasing little puffs of steam with a hiss. That steamy hubbub made perfect tempo to the disco party rhythm we stepped. We jumped around throughout the house to the beat, my mom yelling, "If you keep that up, this chicken is going to end up on the ceiling." That was a constant threat in our house, chicken on the ceiling. This time of year is a season of preparation. It's a race against the clock of seasonal change. It happens quick. The list of duties to do adds pressure cooker type tension. Though not aware of the passage of time, animals prepare early for the onset of cold. There must be some sort of internal pressure cooker that kicks their food gathering into overdrive. Watching red squirrels prepare is good comedy. They run back and forth from the birdseed pile to some predetermined nut hiding place, stashing a February snack here and there. I can't imagine how they keep track of all their stash. Of course, if all I had to worry about was sunflower seeds, I'd never forget anything either. Moose must feel it too. Mama Moose knows when it's estrus time. Bellowing in a swamp for Romeo is all about timing. Mating in September and October introduces calf, with a push, to spring, when food and temperature make life survivable. Though the urge to reproduce is innate, moose are still under pressure. Likewise, humans in the Northland must prepare their nests for winter. It feels like busy work and everything would work out if it didn't get done, or so I'm told. The strain can be felt in a huge woodpile that needs to be split, gutters that need to be cleaned, a car that needs to be fixed. It can be felt in tomatoes and peaches that need canning, and the raking and bagging of leaves, or maybe a boat that needs to be winterized. Winter's approach always startles me. Driving down the road in late summer, truck window open, sunglasses on, Mellencamp on the radio, still brazen with the summer tan, the only thought I can muster is how beautiful a day. Suddenly, I pass a man working a log splitter. My back comes off the seat, my body turns watching as splitting man passes by the window in slow motion. Then I see another clue, an elderly woman covering rose bushes. Driving home, I see a snowshoe hare turning white, and then a whitetail in a place I haven't seen them in all summer. Suddenly it hits me, time to prepare. I laid around all summer and now time is chasing me. Disappointment sets in, I upshift into overdrive. Middle age does, from a distance, appear to have its benefits when it comes to cold weather preparation. The years of watching fall turn into winter have burned some sort of early detection system into the frontal lobe. My hapless winter approaching radar has not been fully assembled. It's still in the box, and I'm on the phone with customer service Todd from Mumbai, inquiring about my lost parts. I feverishly get to work, lifting the axe over my head for what may be the thousandth time, bringing the axe down with a thud, axe cracking open years of stored energy. Back and forth to the garage, like a gunflint trail cockroach, I scoot with arms full of summer clothes to exchange with winter ones. Anything that is not supposed to freeze, but will, needs to be drained. I hunt not for grouse, but for kids' winter jackets, gloves, and boots that fit. Up and down the ladder, bouncing from this project to that, tending to whatever project burns hottest. Working, 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 feeling the pressure build with each job that I can't get done. And then it snows. All outside jobs get covered in a blanket of silence, and the world is still. Jobs, whether they are done or they are not done, cease, and there's nothing that can be done to stop it. This is Steve Ramberg with the Gunflint Notebook for WTIP.